And she said that the rain and wind, said the curtain was standing stiff. It didn't suck it. So that's what usually happens if you got a brick house covered up, a wood frame house. You got cracks.
Yeah.
And it don't do that. But a brick house, that's well sealed. It'll blow up with the suction and just suck it all.
Well, if you say the wind is coming from that direction, where does the wind come from? The wind?
Well, usually when you got, well, it might come from anywhere. It might come from the, wherever the clouds, if you got to come from the south. Well, most of them you get them from the south because it's coming out of the Gulf. Very seldom you get one coming from the west or the north. Most of them will come out of the south, southwest or southeast.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when you have just a little light rain, you say you're having a...
We're just getting a little sprinkle.
When you wake up, something a little harder than a sprinkle was a, you know, like
a shower.
When you wake up in the morning sometimes, can you not see outside? You think?
Yeah, sometimes it's foggy.
Yeah.
Big fogs.
You get that here a lot? It rolls in off the Gulf, eh?
Yeah, but most of you get just patches. You don't get, you might leave from Church Point, they ain't got nothing. You get out there, you can't see nothing. But sometimes you get just a solid block of it for you, you know. The whole community. You might run from Yellow, Texas. And the more close you get around the water, the worse it is. And
right.
We don't have too much water right there. We in one of the best part of the country for tornadoes and hurricanes. Of course, we get some, yeah, but we kind of on a hill, we ain't got no bottom, and the tornadoes fall out a low place wherever there's water. And yeah, we don't get too many, but we get our share.
Yeah. Do you have any ways you tell the weather? Or, I know since you've been farming all your life.
You know, a farmer's a gambler. He just takes his chances. You might call a weather forecast, long range weather forecast. They might tell you, especially like you're in a hay season, you don't want to cut no hay and have it rain, though. You'll call the weather forecast, they tell you, well, you're going to have sunny skies for a week. And you go out there and cut maybe 50, 60 acres of hay and it starts to rain. Well, the only thing you do is use your own judgment if you go over who the hay is for. They get out there and say, well, we're going to take a chance. It ain't going to rain. We're going to cut it.
Yeah.
But you can't hardly tell too much or predict the weather too much.
You can look at the...
You can look at the skies and kind of make up your mind and decide what you're going to do. It's the same way like, well, almost anything on the farm. Like if you want to plant rice or cut rice or something. But usually when you got a hurricane coming, that's the hurricane season during harvest time of rice, yeah. And if your rice is a little green, you're going to lose on the yield if you cut it a little green. But if the hurricane hits, you're going to lose more. So if you can get enough neighbors to get in there and help you to cut it, that way it's kind of green, you're going to lose, but you ain't going to lose as much if you let the hurricane come blow it all down.